irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, September 21st. Right, Jen?
Yes, it is.
Isn't that the first day of fall or something?
It's supposed to be, but the real first day of fall is going to be Wednesday.
Okay, so that would be the 23rd.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I heard it on the radio on the way here.
Yeah, it changes like every year or something, I think.
I guess. And whatever people on the radio say, I believe them. So that's yeah. What, you know, you guys should do.
Yeah, they double check everything, right?
Fact checkers.
So, first day of spring. Fall sure doesn't feel like it.
No.
We had about 113 degrees here in the valley yesterday.
Yikes. That's disgusting.
That's absolutely disgusting. And the funny thing is people were saying, oh, it's going to rain Monday. Well, I don't see any rain at all.
No.
We're continuing the heat here, and it's pretty scorching, I would say.
Yeah, and this week is all, like, in the 90s.
Yeah, huh? I know. And when it says the 90s, that means in the city, not really in the valley here, which gets about 10, 15 degrees hotter. And
hey, well, it pulls up. It says geotag Sherman Oaks, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
94, well, 88, 92, 97, 97, 96, 92.
Wow, 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 wow. Yeah. Well, the nice thing is I'm not going to be here for this heat.
That's true. You'll be away on your trip.
I'm going away for a few days. But you know what? I'm going up north and unusual. It's going to be, well, just about as hot as it is here. And that's unusual because I usually go there like during the holidays and it's always cold, freezing. And this time I'm going with shorts. So it's kind of different, you know,
because yeah.
I've been there a few times and it was always when it was cold. And it's up on the hills, Northern California. It gets pretty cold.
Well, that'll be nice then to go with a different weather.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, I like summer, you know, so there's no problem.
It's like
there.
The never-ending summer.
I know.
Which I'm okay with. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
To me, the sun is the best thing that has ever happened. And also the fact that I don't have to wear a sweater or layer clothing.
Yeah.
I still don't know how to do it after living here for over 8 years.
Whoa. Well, I mean, there's never really that cold weather to really wear layers, you know? I mean, here...
Well, when I first moved here, it got pretty chilly.
Really?
It did. Right. Like, the winters were pretty cold where, like, my dad bought me some pea coats. And he was like, you probably need these. And so it took me shopping for coats.
Yeah.
Those coats have sat in my closet, like, my special secret closet for, like, where I hide dead bodies. Like, they've sat there for years now.
Wow.
Since I moved to this current apartment. So, like, over 2 years. I haven't taken them out.
Yeah. Wow.
I guess I have them in case I travel.
Yeah, that's true, huh? When you go to cold weather or something.
Yeah.
It would come in handy. Yeah, but here, I mean, it's like so casual, you know? People don't really dress up here. And, I mean, LA is known as a pretty casual place, you know? I mean, sometimes you'll go to a nice place and people show up with jeans and stuff, you know? I don't get it, but it's pretty acceptable here in LA, I think.
So you're talking, okay.
Yeah.
What about the cold weather? What happened?
Yeah, I changed the cold weather to warm weather.
Got it.
Or whatever.
Yes. Okay, so it is very casual here.
Yeah.
It is also not very cold, so I don't get to wear my coats, and I do dress very casually.
Right. So we'll see what kind of a winter we're going to have this time. We'll see. But I am encouraged. The more I read about it, the more I realize we're probably going to have a lot of rain. So we may be lucky this year. So how you doing, Jen?
I'm doing great.
Yeah?
Pretty tired. I was at an event all day yesterday.
Really? What kind?
It was the Angelino Magazine Live and Dine in LA event.
Angelino Magazine?
Yeah.
I never heard of that one.
It's, you know, one of our LA magazines.
Is it like a printed magazine?
Yeah.
Print magazine.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so they had like a food and drink kind of event where you could sample different restaurants throughout the city, and like all the big ones were there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was just like a really hot day and like...
Sample restaurants? You mean the restaurants came there?
Yeah.
Like brought their own food?
Yeah.
Okay, get you.
Yeah.
Now, So how did you get invited? Do you know somebody there?
Yes, I was there with my friend who is a cooking teacher, who I help her out with her business sometimes. So she and I went there.
Was there some good food?
There was really good food. And then there was some not so good food, which you're kind of like, I don't know if that's what your food's normally like, or you're just having an off day, or it didn't travel well, or the heat. I don't know.
Really? Wow. Yeah. So were they some like supposedly good restaurants?
Yeah, all the big ones.
Yeah. Wow. That's interesting. Yeah, so maybe the transfer didn't work very well.
Maybe.
I can't imagine a famous good restaurant would have terrible food.
Well, it wasn't terrible. It just wasn't good. It wasn't like what you'd expect. Like maybe that bite of, you know, tuna tartare wasn't great.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Where was it held now?
In Santa Monica at the Fairmont Bungalow Hotel.
Oh, nice. Nice. Santa Monica is nice. I like it.
It's very nice, but it was very hot.
Really?
And I was wearing all black.
Oh, really? Outdoors?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What was the thinking behind that one?
Because it's pretty.
Right.
It was a really...
But so is white, though.
What?
White. White would be pretty, too.
Oh, you mean for what? Why I wore that?
Yeah.
Oh, why did you wear thinking black? Behind that, I didn't know it was going to be outside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. I heard the people at the Emmys were like sweating bullets on the red carpet.
Yeah.
Yeah. In 100 degree weather, everybody comes dressed nice and everything, makeup on, all that stuff.
And then they're sweating.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you get to watch the show at all?
I did. Did you?
No, I didn't, because I don't watch TV. So the shows wouldn't mean anything to me.
Right.
The ones that are winning.
True.
But amazingly, there are just so many different shows. It's unbelievable. You know? So, now, do you have any favorite shows that you watch?
Yeah, I have plenty. I don't think any of them were nominated for anything, but...
Oh.
I mean, I watch a lot of reality TV.
Right.
I watch Scandal. I watch Grey's Anatomy. I watch the show Unreal. What else do I watch?
Grey's Anatomy, is that still running?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow. I watch Homeland.
Mm-hmm.
House of Cards.
Wow, that's a lot of shows. Now, what about Game of Thrones? Do you watch
no,
that?
No, I'm not into like period everybody. Pieces or sci-fi or anything.
Yeah, that's like fantasy, like right. dragons and stuff.
I'm not into that. I mean, I get why people are, and like I've seen maybe a handful of episodes, but I think maybe had I started watching from the beginning and kept with it, I would be into it.
Yeah, probably.
I'm just too far behind.
Yeah, I know. And to start a series is like a major undertaking.
Right, exactly.
So,
but the cool thing about the Emmys this year, actually, was what they did on the red carpet. So they had Amy Poehler's organization called Smart Girls tweet out and like coordinate this whole experience where they were asking for people to ask women on the red carpet more than what they're wearing. So the hashtag was Smart Girls Ask.
Yeah.
And so lots of people sent in their questions for these women that were like actually intelligent questions. So, like, even Hillary Clinton sent in a question, and so the reporters on the red carpet then had to ask these questions.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So it's like sort of interactive and stuff, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's like the viewers were asking this.
Yeah, but the point is that they're asking them smart questions.
Oh, smart questions.
Right.
Okay.
Asking them like, more than what are you just wearing.
Right. But what did they ask, for example? I mean, did you catch any of these?
No, I didn't, because I don't usually watch the red carpet. Mm. But it was highly intelligent questions, because it was coming from like Hillary Clinton, and different celebrities were asking each other questions. And, and you know, people were asking, like, you know, who are you going to vote for and why? Or like, what's difficult about getting, you know, roles in the entertainment business and things like that. So... It just got people to ask, you know.
Serious stuff.
Right. And so it makes the women on the red carpet also not feel just like a show pony.
Right.
So it was a really great thing that they did this year, and I hope that they do it for future red carpets. And my best friend actually is the one who led the expedition.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Now, did anybody, drop the ball and say something stupid or...
I don't know. I'm sure that not every question ended up being as smart as they would have liked it. And they still had to ask the, what are you wearing?
Yeah.
Because that's how they get dressed.
Yeah, that's how they roll.
Yeah. Well, no, that's why they get those outfits is because they're promoting the designers.
Right, right, right. So they have to say right. stuff, yeah. Some people don't realize they have to give those back after the event, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, not all the time, but sometimes.
Not all the time, yeah, yeah. Like if you get like a $500,000 piece of jewelry or something. I'm
yeah, sure those have to go back.
Yeah.
But that's also because stylists will style the person and then come and take the things back.
Right.
Hmm. Yeah.
Very interesting. So did anybody look outstanding in your opinion?
I don't know. I didn't watch the red carpet.
No, but like during the show.
During the show, I didn't really pay attention to the fashion.
To the fashion.
Just because they also come up and they're standing at the podium.
Right. Yeah. And plus you don't get to see everybody because most right. people sit down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. I'm sure they all looked amazing and, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
How could they not when they're wearing those kinds of gowns?
Yeah. Not only that, but it seems that all shows only have beautiful people on them. So maybe that's the way life is. I don't know.
I don't know about that because there are shows like Olive Kittredge and Transparent where it's all about transgender people. And right. so not. And then there's like Orange is the New Black where not everyone, you know, it's like inmates. So I wouldn't right. say that everyone.
But don't they all look good?
I don't know. I mean, no. everyone can make themselves look attractive by hair yeah. and makeup and a nice dress. So,
yeah.
But I don't know that that's the case for everyone.
Yeah. Well, maybe, yeah. I mean, maybe a small minority is not like what we would call good looking or something. But for the most part, you look at celebrities and everything and they all look great, you know. So I guess it's just more pleasant to watch beautiful people. I don't know.
That's
probably
know.
What it is. But, yeah, in a couple of minutes, we're going to have a guest calling in. She's an expert in business and management and so forth, and I thought that would be pretty interesting to talk about. So with the Emmys, we know that. We heard all the speeches and everything. And, of course, people always make statements and political statements and stuff, but... won't get into that. Jackie Collins died at 77.
Yeah.
The author. And I can't imagine many people who don't know Jackie Collins, even though they haven't may not have read her books. To me, she's a guilty pleasure. I love her books. Haven't read all of them, but many of them I have.
You've read them?
I've read her
I'm
books.
Surprised.
Yeah.
Not that you shouldn't,
it's
but I'm
trashy
just surprised.
Hollywood. No, I don't know. I guess I sort of picked the first one up when I was young and sort of like, I mean, she does write page turners. I mean, there's no doubt about it, you know. And whether it's trashy novels or not, that's debatable, I guess, or arguable, whatever. But yeah, it's a guilty pleasure, you know. It's something that's light. For fun, and you get to know how all those celebrities live. So that's pretty cool. You know that she's the sister of Joan Collins, and Joan Collins is probably, I mean, she's not around that much anymore, but she was the star of Dynasty, and she was huge. So I knew her before I knew of Jackie Collins.
Mm.
But yeah, Jackie's been on a couple of our shows on the station here, and she's... an amazing woman, you know. So we're going to miss her, dead at 77 from breast cancer. And they're saying that she's suffered through it quietly. I guess didn't really advertise that for 6.5 years.
No, didn't even know she had it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she said she wanted to keep the illness private, I guess.
Which I think makes sense. It's her illness, and she, like, why tell people unless you're going to advocate for it?
Yeah. And you know what's weird is I mean, I don't follow barely any celebrities at all on Twitter, but I have her on because somehow, you know, she was on the station. I think we communicated. I don't remember. But at any rate, I was, like, following her and stuff, and she's pretty, like... personable with her fans, you know. I mean, just seeing some of her tweets and everything.
She engaged a lot with
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
That's
so
nice.
Some people are nice, you know. I mean, some people are out there. You know what's amazing is, you know, the author Anne Rice?
Yes.
Who's written those vampire books. I follow her on Facebook. And again, I don't follow celebrities, but... I think because we had her on the station one time and her son was here. So I sort of talked to her for a few minutes. So I don't know. But But check this out. And I don't know how many followers she has, but I never really looked. But the bottom line is this. Every time a post from her comes out, within an hour, there's like 2,000 likes, a million comments. I mean, it's amazing that you're able to put a word down and create so much response.
Yeah.
You know, how do you go through all these comments anyway?
I don't know. I tweeted something yesterday and people seemed to like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. But thousands and thousands?
No,
yeah.
Seven people.
Yeah. You know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you look, it's like I did a double take yesterday. I think within 24 hours she had like 5,000 likes or something.
Well, how many followers does she have?
Yeah, she probably has a lot, maybe a couple million or
right,
something.
Right, well, that's why.
Know? Yeah. But it still amazes me that the influence that people can have
absolutely.
Being celebrities, you know?
Well, and that's why cool. social media is such a great thing, because it makes you closer to these people that you admire.
Right. And it makes you sort of like a mini celebrity too, you know? People post all their pictures up there and their lives and everything, believing other people wanting to know.
Yeah.
But it's... that social media is interesting. I like that. You know, I mean, people talk back and forth on Twitter and stuff, and that's sometimes hilarious to watch. So, yeah, Jackie Collins has written Hollywood Wives and Lucky and all these books. So, well, rest in peace, you know, 77. At least she's lived a full life for the most part, you know. What else is going on?
What did you do over the weekend?
What did I do, Jen? I took my parents out. That's about it.
That's nice. Where'd you go?
We went to eat. We had some falafel and stuff. You know, they like that. And
where's a good falafel place?
Here in the valley, there's a few. But out where you live, there's some good ones too, like on Pico and stuff. But here there are several. The Hummus Bar is a very popular place here, and it's very good. But this new place that opened is called Tel Aviv, and they have such authentic food that suddenly you forget all the other places that exist, and it's that good.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, so we went there, and that was fun. You know, it's, let me tell you, Jen, it's not easy, you know, having aging parents and stuff. You know, you got to watch everything, and I'm constantly afraid that they'll fall, because they fall sometimes, you know, and it's scary, you know. It's almost like going with little kids and you're afraid they're going to run to the street or something.
Yeah.
or trip on something. So, yeah, that's not easy. But, you know, I just keep thinking of how lucky we are that they agreed to come out here, because there's no way you can live here and your parents are ill in another country and you're like torn apart.
Right.
You know, so...
are they enjoying being here?
They love it here.
Oh, good.
They love it here. They're very grateful that we brought them here. So that's a good thing, you know.
Good.
Yeah. So, yeah. So that's pretty much what I did. And, yeah. We'll see. I might go to a concert next week. I'm not sure. Somebody invited me, but I don't know if I'll be available at that time or not. But it's going to be Duran Duran.
Oh, that's the same night as our launch party.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
October 1st or something? Okay, well, I'm coming to the party then. Forget about it.
Well, I mean, we totally would understand if you prefer to see Duran Duran. We actually have a girlfriend that is like, I have to go see Duran Duran. I'll come to your thing after. So we're like, it's fine. I get it.
We'll see. But no, I mean, I have to be there. You know, the show's going to be on the station, and you invited me, and I want to come. Yeah, so we'll see. But besides, Duran Duran will probably sing a lot of their new songs, which I listened to the new album, and it sucks big time. But that's my opinion, right? Maybe they're trying to stay relevant with new music and stuff, but I miss their old music. But it is going to be at the Hollywood Bowl, so maybe they'll sing some classics, I'm sure. Yeah. You have an iPhone, right?
I do.
Did you download OS 9?
Oh, no. I saw that just came in, though.
Yeah, it came out. They're saying already half of the users have downloaded it already, which is amazing. But to be honest with you, Jen, there's nothing there that really warrants downloading it.
Well, what about the fact that you can do those live photos now?
What's
like, that's
photos?
Cool.
Like face...
No, like, so I watched the presentation when they were, you know, explaining what the new things were with the new iPhone 6 or, what is it, 6S?
6S, no. Right.
So one of the things is, like, live photos. So when you take a picture, now your phone's going to record, like, a few seconds before the picture and a few seconds after. So when you touch the picture, it comes to life. So you can remember more of, like, what's going on in the photo versus just a static photo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's like, let's say you're taking pictures on your trip this week and the wind was blowing and the trees, like, kind of, like, brushed by. But you took a picture of just trees. So when you press on the photo, the, like, you tap the screen or whatever, you hold down, the trees will come to life, and then they'll go back to the normal photo.
Whoa.
So it's supposed to, like, evoke more of, like, your actual memory of the photo.
Right. That's interesting. Although, I mean, I haven't heard of that feature, and I'm looking here, and they don't include it. So, but that sounds pretty interesting.
Well, maybe it's not in the iOS 9. Maybe it's going to be in the one after that. When does the new 6S come out?
They're saying in a couple weeks or so, I think. So
maybe they'll do another update then.
You think?
I don't know. I think so. Because it was supposed to all have that feature when it comes out.
Well, maybe it does. Maybe it does have it. I don't know. I'm looking here and it says you can do a FaceTime call and watch video simultaneously. Though I don't understand why you'd want to. But a smarter Siri, scribbling functions in the Notes app, and an improved Apple Maps. And
that's it?
In a power saving mode. Yeah. You see, that's it. There's nothing exciting about it.
Well, I don't
they
know.
Changed a couple things. When you switch between apps, it's sort of like you page through the screens and stuff. It's sort of like a nice visual effect. But, yeah. And then the keyboard changes, so it's like uppercase and lowercase. While you're typing, it changes. So it's kind of confusing at first until you get used to it.
Interesting.
Because until now it was only caps. But supposedly there's a way to turn that off. So if it's confusing to you, you can do something about that.
Interesting.
Yeah. I guess it's not going to call in because it's past the time. And you see, that's what happens when you don't confirm. Like, I think I should always, like, write them the night before to remind them.
You don't?
No, because you think people... No, I mean, look, 99% of the time I don't need to, and people do remember to call. But sometimes, I guess, when you book a week or two in advance, it can happen.
Yeah, it definitely can. Yeah. Lauren and I are actually working on all of our materials for all of our guests.
Yeah.
So we have, like, our Google Drive full of templates and emails, things that we'll send, like, requests for people to be guests, and then confirmation emails with information how to get to the studio and where to park.
You're so organized. Wow, I'm impressed.
Thanks.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Thanks.
So, yeah, so, I mean, so your show is coming soon, which will be very nice. So you already have a lot of guests lined up and everything?
We haven't actually scheduled anyone yet. Our first show is 2 weeks from Wednesday, this
very
Wednesday.
Very cool. Well, we're
so we're
going to,
we don't know if we want to have a guest on our first show or our second show, because the first one, we kind of want it to be like our introduction.
Just you.
Yeah, and like who we are and what we're doing and also get in the groove.
Yeah, that sounds good. Sounds good. You got it all planned out, which sounds great. And I'm looking forward to that show. You know, I mean, we have a lot of shows. I like some more than others. But, you know, I mean, you guys definitely have the personality, you know.
Thanks.
So you have what it takes, I think, to put on a great show.
Thank you.
And that would be cool.
Hopefully it turns out that way.
Yeah. I'm not worried. I think you guys will do great.
Well, we're pretty busy right now. Scheduling our, you know, coordinating our launch party and then also scheduling guests. It's a lot to do beforehand, but we'll get it done.
like planning a wedding or something almost, huh?
Thank God there's two of us.
Yeah.
So we're dividing and conquering and getting it done.
Very cool. So what else is going on? Let's see. I got to say that my support for Donald Trump is starting to wear, and I'm starting to really look at the other candidates.
Yeah.
Because I recorded the debate, and then I started watching, and I've been watching it in sort of like parts. And the more I watch it, the more I realize he had no clue what the hell he was talking about there.
No, because he would say things like, when they asked about his, you know, foreign relations and, like, relationships with other leaders,
right,
he said he would have a good relationship with them, but he wouldn't say how or why.
Right. And he did say that he's going to surround himself with good people who are going to educate him on that and all that stuff.
But that doesn't mean anything. That's so much fluff. I mean, that can be said about any president, that we surround ourselves with the right team and I'll be educated. Okay, great.
You see, I don't mind if he wasn't a politician because, you know, I mean, look at the others that are not politicians. You know, they make a lot of sense too, and I think they can run as well. And, excuse me, I don't know, when they were talking foreign policy, he just, I mean, so he said something that was very general and not specific. And then Marco Rubio, right, that's his name, started just going off about, not going off, but, I mean, he really knew what he was talking about, right?
That's probably when I tweeted, ladies and gentlemen, Marco Rubio has joined the debate.
Right.
Because he was, like, very impressive.
Yeah, he was on fire, you know, and he seemed to know what he's talking about.
Well, and he has to. I think that's the thing, is, like, he's smart and Carly Fiorina is smart. They both know what they have working for them and against them. Marco Rubio is young. He's a first-term senator. Like, why the hell would we, you know, vote him in as our president at this stage in the game? He's super young. He's also Hispanic, coming after, like, you know, our African-American president. And, like, will people take a chance on another ethnicity or, like, another, like, minority, whatever it is? So he knows he's got to really, like, kill it. If he's going to open his mouth, he's got to say something intelligent.
That's true, yeah.
Same thing with Carly Fiorina.
And he is behind in the polls, too, right. You know. So you're right. They have to work harder.
And she came from, like, the JV debates, basically, last time, and then was put on this panel this time.
Right.
And I think she knew, like, she's going to face Donald Trump. She's got to prove herself to be on that podium with those people and be part
she's
of the main
the only
debate.
Woman and,
right.
Yeah.
So
that's true, and an outsider as far as politics,
right?
Though.
So I think they both planned strategically. Donald Trump, for whatever reason, it sounded like he just winged it. Like he just showed up and was like, "I'll answer whatever you ask."
I know. So I'm starting to realize. I think the more people get into it, and the deeper you get into it, you realize that the support for him is a result of anger. I think it's sort of like a response of middle class white people, maybe, I don't know, but that's what they're saying, at least. But I think anger is not a reason to vote.
No.
For someone, you know,
because he could say all the things he wants to say, just like I could say what I'm angry about. Am I gonna go run for president? No. But do I agree with, like, some of the things he says? Yes.
Right.
Doesn't mean anything. I mean, it does, because he's evoking conversation and, like, issues we should be focusing on. But if he has no plan of attack and he's not going to present our country well to other countries, I don't know that.
Yeah, it just he doesn't act presidential, and but, you know, I don't know. I mean I like some of his ideas, but I don't like the fact that he hasn't done his homework as far as these things go. That's my opinion. They asked him a big question the other day about names of terrorists and adversaries and stuff, and he didn't know all of them.
I mean, and that's the crazy part. It's like, how do you know? How do you not know when, like, you're talking about what you would do differently in Syria and all those areas, but you don't even know who the people are you're going after?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So I think he just knows a little of everything, but I don't think he's really. I don't think he's ready for prime time.
Well, what do you think will happen if he doesn't get elected president? Like, what will be his next career move?
Oh.
He's not doing The Apprentice.
Right. I haven't thought about it that far, but he doesn't really need any career moves. He's probably just going to stay in real estate, which is his passion.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, in business he's good, but we'll see. I mean, all I'm saying is that there's other people that I think are more qualified than he is. And but you know what I'm happy about is this year there's a variety, a good variety to choose from.
Yes.
I felt in past elections I sort of like didn't have a choice, or I voted just to vote against who was
right, like the better of two evils.
Right. But now I think there's actually some excitement about it. And I like Carly Fiorina. I think I didn't agree with everything she said, but I think that she's tough. She's up on her stuff. She knows her stuff. And that's important, you know.
Yes.
And then Ben Carson, too. I think he's just... I think he's a decent man. He seems to know quite a bit.
Yes.
And he's more... You put him next to Donald Trump and you go, who's more presidential?
Right. You know? Ben Carson definitely is, like, more eloquent, and also... He's soft-spoken, but, like...
Right.
He says the things that matter. I also do really like Jeb Bush. Mm. Something about him is just compassionate but also smart.
Yeah, that's true. He's having to work extra hard too, because he's got to prove, you know,
right,
that he's from the same family as the previous two presidents, you know. And
I mean, the craziest thing was when Donald Trump was so flustered by what Jeb Bush was saying, and he was like, oh, you've got energy tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, because he has said about him that he's low energy or something.
The thing, though, is, fine, Jeb Bush may be low energy. I mean, he's lived a long life already and, like, had, you know, like, he's already been in office for so many years and, like, you know, as in Florida and whatever. But I don't know. I think that there's something calming about him, too, the fact that he's not so rash and he's not so heated, and that he seems, like, contemplative and, like, grounded.
Right.
And also... that he didn't attack back in such a way that, like, you know, it wasn't like tit for tat
right
with Donald Trump. And it wasn't like, he wasn't stooping to his level of the sense of, like...
Right. That's because politicians know how to deal with this stuff, you know. And you notice when a politician talks, it's, you know, it's
calculated.
Calculated. They also seem... like they're working extra hard to make themselves nice or likable, or
see, something. And I feel like Jeb Bush is genuinely like that.
Yeah,
I like him just because I do. But
yeah, I guess, you know. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm not opposed to him. He's not. I mean, I disliked his brother.
Yeah, me too.
George W. I did not like him at all, and that's before I was. I was taking any sides. I was just voting for the right candidate rather than the party. But I realized that he wasn't... To me, he always seemed like he was immature. I don't
yes.
know, right?
Totally.
I mean, it's as though Dick Cheney was running the country, not him.
Right.
You know?
And, well, also, they mocked him so much that it was hard to ever see him as a president.
Right, to take him seriously.
He was a caricature. Caricature.
Know.
Yeah, that.
Right.
It's like, you know, they mocked him on SNL so much that all I could think about was SNL. Whenever he would talk, I was like, hey, this guy again.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I see, like, I just don't think Jeb Bush is that way, even to the point where, you know, Donald Trump made the comment about... how he's not in it for the politics, and, like, he doesn't have anyone backing him, so he doesn't have to relay certain information or take certain stances on things because people are paying him to have those views. And Jeb Bush retorted with, you don't... What was it? Like, he donated to some casino thing. Or he took money from a casino. I don't remember. He got a donation or asked for a donation. Anyway, I'm butchering this, but there was something where it was like, no, you actually did take donations, or you contributed to... Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the opposite of what he was saying.
Basically. Okay.
I killed that. But you all watched the debate, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I know. I kind of like Ted Cruz, too, but he doesn't seem to have as much support. I like his views. I don't know what kind of president he would be, but... yeah, like I said, for the most part, people knew who they were talking about. Chris Christie is okay, but I wouldn't vote for him.
I like him.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd vote for him either, but I like him.
Yeah. No, he's nice. He's likable, you know, but he's got things that I don't agree with as well. And, you know, so we'll see. But the thing is, I decided just to keep my mind open, and I'm probably not going to make a decision until the elections. Anyway.
Yeah, me too.
Because things change so much.
When do those awful commercials that kill that are like ruining each other's reputation start playing?
Yeah. I don't know. After the primaries, maybe?
Ugh, I would really like that not to happen.
Yeah.
Can they just not? It's like bad energy for everyone. It's a waste of money. It's
I terrible. Know, all that negative advertising.
I get why they do it. It's for, like, the people that don't do their own research and don't form opinions on their own that, like, need to be told by a TV commercial who to vote for or who not to vote for, at least.
Yeah.
So
they badmouth their
right,
opponents.
And it's for those, for that demographic that's just not that interested, and they're gonna, you know,
yeah,
like, that they're gonna get their quick information from a commercial. But
right,
I hate those so much. Yeah. Thank God we can fast forward commercials.
Yeah, I know, and you know what? Most people don't like negative campaigning in advertising. You know, because it doesn't, like, instead of showing me how you can put down somebody, show me what you can do.
Right, exactly.
Right, that's the bottom
so
line.
So when is the Democratic debate start?
You mean, the Democratic debate.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, where are
I
they?
I would imagine sometime soon, but I don't know why they're waiting longer.
I feel like that will be even more interesting because they've got to, like, not defend Obama, but, like, change. Like, they have to come up with an even stronger platform with what to do different than the current president.
Either that, or they'll just continue his tradition because there's a lot of people that love him.
Yeah.
You know? And Hillary Clinton seems to... there were opponents in the primaries, but, they don't seem to agree on a lot of things, so...
Right, so she's not going to defend him then.
So she's probably not going to. But I think... Well, I guess Bernie Sanders not either, but... I don't know. I think there's if Joe Biden gets into the race, then people that love Obama can just try to continue the tradition.
Who else is running? But
from the Democrats?
Yeah.
That's a good question, right? I mean, other than Hillary and Bernie Sanders, there hasn't been talk of anybody.
No, I feel like it's like very odd that we're focusing so much on the Republicans.
True, huh? Yeah. Well, the Democrats will have their time too, I'm sure. But, I mean, I used to be a Hillary fan. That's what I'm saying, you know. When she ran against Obama for the nomination 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted her to win, but she lost to him.
And I don't think people were ready for a female president then.
You think?
Now I think they're ready, but I don't know if they're ready for her.
Yeah.
So Carly Fiorina might have just jumped in at the right time.
Yeah, maybe that's true, huh?
And again, I don't vote based on female, male. Right. You could be purple or red. I don't care. But right. Like, now it's just a matter of who's going to be the best president to change things.
Yeah, I know. And we do need change. Let me tell you, man, I'm reading like so much and learning so much about how this president has sold out this country, and it really irritates me, you know, because it shouldn't be like that. I mean, we used to be so strong when Ronald Reagan was president. I mean, we scared the Soviets into almost into submission. I mean, the communism collapsed, the Soviet Union collapsed because Reagan stood up to them. And it's funny because they were saying the same things that now we say about terrorists and extremists, about how you've got to fight them and you've got to show you're strong in order to save freedom. And this is the same goes for our enemies today, but our president for some reason is just alienating the allies and cozying up to our enemies. So I want to see an end to that. I mean, I can't... No transparency at all. This, I think this administration is very secretive, and I don't like that. You know, he does what he wants. He doesn't care what anybody says. And I think eight years of that is enough. We need something else. So, yeah.
Well,
I just realized, you know what? I was invited to a politics show tonight. I totally forgot about it, but I'm glad I just remembered. One of our shows here is a political show, and they invited me to go over tonight. So I think it is tonight. You guys should tune in to Two Chicks Talking Politics at 7 o'clock with Sheena Metal and Susan Olson. And that should be cool. Susan Olson was Cindy Brady. on the Brady Bunch.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
So she's got a show here and stuff. The funny thing is, I used to listen to her on the radio back in the 90s. We had 97.1 FM here, which was talk radio. And so they would have Howard Stern. They had Tom Likas and everything. And then there was an 11 o'clock show after Howard Stern that they constantly would try to fill with different people. They couldn't find the right one that they wanted. I mean, they even had Cato Kalin from the O.J. Simpson trial out there. But Susan Olsen was on there for a split moment. And that was pretty cool, you know. So then I met her. And she started doing the show here with Sheena. So
nice. Cool. So what is their take on it? Like, do they come from it from a funny perspective, or they're just two women that have their female perspectives?
I think one is more conservative than the other.
Okay.
Yeah, I think actually by quite a bit. But you know, I mean, I don't really know people's politics other than what I see on Facebook, so I can tell. But one of them is not really political on Facebook, so I don't know. Like Sheena isn't, but. But Susan is definitely conservative. And, yeah, she gets a lot of likes and stuff like that, too, on TV. But on Facebook. But you have to wonder, you know, and sometimes I talk to her about that. It's like, what is it like to be a child actor and then you grow up and you're not as famous anymore, but people still look at you as the character you were.
Right.
You know? I mean, she was a little kid. So they still run on the fumes of their success when they were young.
What had she done after that?
I guess she's done some TV roles and things like that, but nothing really big, you know? Nothing that I can think of that was like a major production or anything. But that's the case with a lot of child actors, you know? They have a lucky period in their lives when they're young. But then they grow up and they're not as famous anymore.
Yeah.
You know. And there's been a lot of those too. But she doesn't seem to be screwed up by it, which is good, you know.
That's great.
Yeah. So, but she's fun, you know. If you guys want to listen to her, you can. They also, Sheena and her are doing shows like Kids of the 70s or something. And a lot of child actors from the 70s are on there. So they're putting on some shows around town and stuff, which is pretty cool.
Cool. You know?
They do the vagina monologues. Yeah, a lot of cool stuff. So I told him, I said, damn, you have a political show, and maybe I should come on and be political a little bit. wow. What else? So our guest is not calling in. Well, we'll have to reschedule her. I wanted to ask you, so, I mean, there's a major problem with the refugees there in Europe and stuff. Now the government is saying Hillary's talking about bringing in 50,000 or something. I'm looking at a different article, but they were talking about bringing in a lot of them. And, you know, the Europeans are closing down their borders because you just can't take everybody.
Right.
You know, and it's such a tragedy. But what do? You know, I mean, there's no easy answers for that. And the people are just flooding Europe. And I'm sure they're saying for sure that some ISIS members are infiltrating and everything. So we'll see the result of all this. But, you know, Europeans are afraid, justifiably, I think, you know.
Yeah.
As it is, they're having a problem with extreme Muslims and stuff and all kinds of problems and ethnic problems in their countries. So this just makes things worse. But they're saying here that I guess there's a big spike in the number of children and families crossing our borders here, I guess from Mexico and stuff. And they're saying there's a spike. And I don't know why. They're saying maybe because people are seeing like images from Africa and Europe and the Middle East and stuff, and they're becoming more I don't know. Maybe they figure that they have much better chances of success. I'm also thinking maybe because so many people are talking about cracking down on them.
Yeah, I was going to say, because right? Donald Trump wants to make a giant wall.
Right. And even it's not just him. I mean, look, most people are saying we got to stop this. We got to be able to control our borders. So it's not just him. But he's pretty verbal about it, and he wants to... you know, I mean, the thing is that, look, the woman that takes care of my parents, she's Hispanic, and she says, yeah, he doesn't like us. you know. And the thing is, I'm saying that's what they're telling them, you know. I mean, he never said anything about legal people here or anything. So I think that's, you know, he doesn't like us. I don't know. So, you know, they're all going to, the ones that can vote will vote against him.
Right.
But also, you know, the problem with the illegals, it's not just the people that cross the border. That's not going to solve the entire problem, because I think a lot of people are illegal simply because they overstay their visas. They come in here legally and then they stay. And I think there's a lot of people like that. So the borders are not going to help with that. And I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, I'm sure we'll see soon.
Yeah, but there sure are a lot of problems around the world. And I'm trying to read a lot because, well, I'm not trying. It seems like I gravitate to it all the time. And it's funny because, you know, when I was young, I always would say, okay, so I'm very curious. I'm very inquisitive. I like to learn about new things. But as I get older, it's like even more. I'm even hungrier for new stuff, you know, which is amazing to me. But I need that stimulation. I need that intellectual stimulation all the time.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah. Maybe I should, people are saying I should get into politics. I'm like, that's the last thing I would do, let me tell you.
You are very excited by it, though. So
yeah, I know, I am.
You're supposed to do what your passion is.
Well, I have other passions, too. I can have opinions without being in politics.
Are you going to go horseback riding again?
Okay, I get it. All right. Well, almost out of things to say. There was one more thing that I wanted to bring up, and I never write notes, so I don't remember these things. But wow, they're saying in a poll that Fiorina rockets to number 2 behind Trump. Wow. Now, the debate definitely helped her, that's for sure.
Yeah, it did.
Wow, what a comeback, huh?
I mean she's jumped a lot of steps.
Yeah, like you said, she was in the secondary debate the first time around.
Yep.
And now she's like, wow, that's pretty cool. So, yeah, I mean, the play field can change a lot, and
I think it's going to be a very interesting time period.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. So, okay, well.
Brand new CNN poll, the first.
What the hell is this? Okay. That's what happens when I open new pages during the show. All right, well, that's it for this week, folks. If you like us so much, you can stay tuned for replays and stuff during the week. Jen, have a great one.
Thank you. Have a great trip, Sam.
Thank you. I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss the listeners and everything. So that'll be cool, but a much needed break. And you'll probably still see me on Facebook, so I'm not disappearing forever, folks. And if nothing else, we will see you next Monday. Bye.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.